Duffy Stabbing. What are you leaving? Ain't need Archie to mind you speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. A big crowd tonight. No, it looks like we ain't being hurt by the curfew. Well, most of our customers is patriotic and realize that they have to carry their load, too, so... Now that we're closing early, they get their load on early. In fact, Moriarty was so patriotic, he was stiff at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Yeah, well, the guys kind of kid about the curfew. Yeah, they call it the witching hour. Because at 12 o'clock, they got to go home to their wives. Say, Duffy, you remember my friend, Honest Dave Hossinger? Yeah, the crook. Well, he has went straight. Yeah, he's become a theatrical agent. And guess who he says he's bringing down here tonight? Bob Hope, Bing Crosby, Eddie Cantor, Dinah Shaw, Kate Smith. Now, Duffy, don't get worried. Well, Dave says they're going to come down au gratin. Free. Yeah. Well, Duffy, they got to show up. I got a big sign outside advertising them. Well, don't worry. I won't make a bum out of you. They'll be here. Duffy, look. Have you got any faith in me or haven't you? Hello?
Hi, Eddie.
Yeah,
Frank. Yeah. A big sign outside.
Yeah?
With them great big red letters.
Yeah.
Does that mean what it says?
Absolutely.
What does it say?
Well, it says tonight at 8:45, big all-star floor show.
Oh.
Our artist guests would include Bob Hope, Bing Crosby, Dinah Shaw, Mel Smitty, Jeanette McDonald. Yeah, that's Mr. Archie. What a man. His dreams is getting better all the time.
Eddie, is all them stars really coming down here tonight?
Well, Mr. Archie say they are.
Well, if Archie says so, that's good enough for me. They ain't coming.
Well, he thinks so.
Oh,
hello, fellas. Hiya, Finnegan. How's your love life?
Well, dude.
Well, be patient. Did you hear about the big show here tonight?
Yeah, I tell you, are we really going to see all them big stars?
Certainly, you'll see them, every one of them. You know, I got a drag.
Give me a drag. I'd like to see them, too. Hey, Miss Archie, how can you believe that phony hospital? Now, that man is gypsy.
I know. I'm a sucker. I'm an idiot. I'm a jerk.
That's telling them, Arch.
I ain't as scared of him.
Oh.
Well, now look, Eddie. Leave us look at it out logical. Dave Hostinger is a friend of mine who has been a crook, right?
Right.
Now he writes me and says he's going straight. Touché?
Touché.
He has became a theatrical agent. Possible?
Possible.
And he says to get my goodwill, he's going to get a lot of big stars to come down here for nothing. Could be.
Could be.
But you think he's pulling something crooked, right?
Right, possible, touche, could be, and bingo.
Well, look, Eddie, I know what you're thinking, but I believe that every man should be gave another chance. Don't forget, to err is human, but anybody can make a mistake.
I agree with you. To me, you make a lot of sense.
I don't care, Finnegan, I still think I'm right. Now, about this floor show, we got... Hey, wait a minute. That guy over there eating a free lunch, ain't that Sir Heathcliff Banner's wig?
Yeah, the comedian. Hey, I thought you fired him.
I thought so, too. How are we ever going to get rid of that guy?
No, just let him keep on eating the free lunch.
Hey, Sir Heathcliff, what brings you down here?
Well, hello, Archie. Well, as the teaching Tom said to the chorus girl, I just thought I'd look in on you.
Now, look, Heathcliff, if this visit is social, we're glad to see you. If, on the other hand, you're going to try to ease yourself back here...
Nothing of the sort, old boy. I'm a philosopher. We had a relationship. It's been terminated. Pip, pip, it was kismet.
Good. But I wanted you to know that it wasn't my fault that you got kismet. It was Duffy, you know.
It was, eh?
Oh, sure. I used to defend you. My sister Duffy, my sister Duffy. Why don't you give Sir Heathcliff another chance, you know? We're only paying him $5 a week, and he ain't a bad guy. So, locked up, he says, go on, he's a bum. Well, you'll have to admit that he had me there. By the way, you been out looking for another job?
No, I've just been resting. My agent does my scurrying around.
Oh, you got an agent?
Well, of course. I pay him 20%.
20%? Ain't that a lot of dough to be paying him when you're out of work?
Well, if I didn't give it to him, I'd have to give it to the government.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Besides, I don't expect to be out of work long with my new act.
A new act?
Completely new. New joke, new song, new story. You want to hear it?
New. Well, wait a minute, Heathcliff. You ain't a bad guy. I'll listen to it, but you got to make me one promise.
What?
Well, if I listen to it, and I like it, see, and I offer your job back, you got to promise not to accept.
Very well, it's a deal.
Okay, repeat. Play Sir Heathcliff's regular introduction, please. You may fire one Gridley, Heathcliff.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad to see you again. And, speaking of doctors, I said to my doctor the other day, Doctor, what shall I do? I have water on the knee. And the doctor replied, wear pumps.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of hospitals, I happened to be in an operating room recently, and I heard one surgeon say to another surgeon, pardon me, but may I cut in?
I see.
And by the way, have you heard about the nurse who was sent to work in a private room because she was too cute for ward?
That one you should color. That one you should color and hide for Easter. But carry on.
During a recent illness of mine, I said to the doctor, Doctor, after I am cured, will I be able to play the piano? And the doctor said, why, certainly. I said, well, that's marvelous. I could never play it before. How do you like that one, Archie?
Heathcliff, is that one of your new jokes?
Yes. Yeah.
You ever hear of King Solomon?
Well, of course.
That joke was found tattooed on one of his wives. Well, Heathcliff, old man, sorry you have to rush off. Leave us have lunch sometime, huh?
Good. Well, how about tomorrow?
Tomorrow sounds good. Call me next week and we'll confirm it. Hello? Oh, hello, Vera. What's up with your girlfriend, Vera Fogarty?
Oh, thanks, Archie. Oh, hello, Vera, dear. I'm glad you called up. I've been busting to talk to you. Huh, my dress? Oh, well, I tried it on today at Madame Klein's. Well, the skirt is too short and it's too tight around the hips and the neck is cut a mile too low. Oh, simply disgraceful. When do you see me in a Sunday? Vera, we'll walk up the avenue together. You're going to wear gloves? Well, why not? Vera, I told you a million times you should learn to whistle without your fingers. Okay, Vera. Yeah, goodbye.
Oh, boy, am I glad I'm not a dame. What stupid-looking clothes you dames wear.
Archie, I thank you to know that we girls aren't interested in you men's opinions of our clothes.
Oh, you ain't interested in we men's opinions.
No.
Then what's the short skirt and a long neck for? Ventilation?
Of course not. It's for comfort and health. With the short skirt, you can walk easier and faster.
In case you want to catch up with a sailor.
Oh, what's the use of listening to you? Your opinion about clothes wouldn't fill a 10-foot pole.
Oh, yeah? Well, my lady friends do not subscribe with you. Sir, many a dame has rushed home to change her dress because I have made some pointed criticism, such as, where'd you get the awning, honey? I don't know about clothes.
Hey, Archie, what about that floor show you advertised?
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's getting late. Now, stop bothering me, Miss Duffy. If I don't get the show started, your old man will be tearing me hair out.
Thank you.
Hey, Eddie, what are you doing? You've been sweeping that same spot for 10 minutes now.
Yeah, well, this is where the entertainment is going to work. See, I got to clean it up.
Oh, yeah. Well, what kind of shape is the floor in?
Well, I don't know. I ain't come to it yet.
Well, you better keep digging. There must be something between us and the cellar.
Hi, Arch. Is there any chance of me getting in on this floor shelf?
Finnegan, what do you know about show business?
Oh, Arch, you forget that I worked 2 years in a theater.
In a theater?
Yes, and I was a very important member of the company.
And important. Then why did they let you go?
Well, the war came along and we couldn't get no more Hershey bars.
A Hershey huckster.
Look, Arch, can't you use my talent somewhere in the show tonight?
Well, let me see. I don't know, but could you do sound effects?
Sound effects? Oh, I'm great at that, Arch. Hey, listen. Horses' hoofs.
That's pretty good, Finnegan, but how much of that pounding can your head stand?
Don't you worry. I can gallop on my head for hours. Yeah. I got another great sound effect. This one is a panic.
What is it?
The ripping pants.
Ripping pants,
yeah. Now, close your eyes and listen.
Hey, that was very clever. How did you... Uh-oh. Eddie, bring Finnegan a needle and thread. Hello? Well, look, Duffy, I can't start the show. The house until you get in with the stars. Well, you can't expect me to make a silk purse without a sale. Huh? Well, so the customers can wait another couple of minutes. Time don't mean nothing to these guys. They've done too much of it. Why, sure.
Well, hello,
Duffy, Hodson, you just come in. The show'll start any minute, I guarantee you. Okay, listen in, huh, Duffy? Okay. Hey, Dave, you did show up,
well,
huh?
Well, certainly, Arch. I wouldn't let you down.
Well, you know, I just thought that maybe...
Arch, I have reformed. Besides, you have always been one of my favorite people. The first time I ever laid eyes on you, I took quite a fancy to you.
Just an old pigeon fancy.
Quiet, Eddie. Tell me more, Dave. Do you really like me?
Yes, sir, Arch. That's why I came down here tonight, to extend the helping hand of friendship.
Well, thanks, Dave. By the way, where are they?
Who?
The stars.
Huh? Oh, the stars, yes.
Now, just a second, Hossinger. I hope that is the hand of friendship you're extending and not a finger. You sure this ain't some new kind of a swindle?
Ah, tell me, how could I swindle you by bringing these stars down here? Tell me how.
Look, Dave, I can't tell you how to run your business. All I can say is get them down here. I already promised up the Eddie Cantor, Dinah Shore, Kate Smith, et cetera. So they better be here.
Well, they'll be here. And besides them, do you know who else I got coming down?
Who?
Frank Sinatra, Burns and Allen, Rudy Vallee, Nelson Eddy, Harry Hawkins, Jeanette McDonald.
Boy, Nelson Eddy, Harry Hawkins, Jeanette McDonald. Who is Harry Hawkins?
A new sensation, huh? Oh, very clever. A new client of mine.
Oh, well, we'll stick him in the show. Now, look, Dave, I want to ask you something. Now, maybe I'm stupid, but...
Go ahead, huh?
Well, how could all of these big shots afford to come down here to work for free?
Oh, very simple, Arch. It cuts down their income tax.
I beg your pardon?
Well, you see, when Bing Crosby works free, he loses $5,000, which he deducts from his accrued tax. Now, say his tax is $100,000, that is, without the tax withheld from source, each free job he works is a deduction from his surtax, which reduces his bracket for $5,000. So that if he works more than 20 free jobs in a year, the government has to pay him a reefer. Now, is that clear, Art?
Are you kidding? Of course. Hello? Well, not yet, Duffy, but they'll be here any minute now. Well, certainly, they'd be suckers not to. You see, if they work free, it surtaxes the withholding source $100,000 from their accrued refund. Sure, and this deduces them into a bracket. So, they gotta come down. You see, by working for nothing, they make a fortune. Good. Okay, Duffy. Well, Dave, I hope they get here soon. And, by the way, to show you what a showman I am, I got the order of the acts all wrote out.
You have?
Yeah.
Aren't that very clever of you?
You know, you're a man of many facets.
Well, thanks, Dave, but I ain't always so clever. You know, like all facets, I run hot and cold.
Well, boy, you're sure hot tonight.
Thanks, Dave.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Huh? Now, look, lady, when I sold you that fur coat, I thought it was real silver fox, and you bought it, you know.
Oh.
Oh! Oh, it's you, Miss Dobby. Oh.
Good evening.
Good evening. Mr. Hottinger, I understand you're a theatrical agent now.
That's right.
Well, you know, I'm a soprano. Do you think there's a market for a voice like mine?
Well, let's hear.
Well,
now, Miss Duffy, I don't know if there is a market for that.
Well, Dave, what about the farmer's market?
Well, maybe I'm not a Jeanette McDonald.
Hey, that reminds me, Dave, where are the stars? I can't understand it.
I can't understand it either. Wait, let me make a phone call. Hello, is Mr. Crosby there? Oh, Bing! Bing, this is Hottie. That's coming down? Oh, why not? Ah. Well, maybe we can make it another time.
What's the matter?
Yeah, there's nobody home, and he doesn't want to leave the Oscar alone. But don't worry, Ark. It still leaves us, Bob Hope, Eddie Cantor, Dinah Shore, Rudy Vallee, Nelson Eddy, Harry Hawkins, and Jeanette McDonald.
Hello? Hello, Duffy? What? But Duffy! Duffy! Hey, he says I gotta start the show right away or I'm fired.
But they'll be here any minute.
Okay, but I gotta put something on in the meantime, no matter who it is. Hey! Okay, Eddie, get ready to go on there, huh?
Oh, from a distance.
All right, I'll announce you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we now give you a famous singer, a man that is darn near as good as Rudy Vallee.
I might call me Sweet Buttercup, dear little buttercup, although I could never tell why. They call me Sweet Buttercup, dear little buttercup, sweet little buttercup pie. Oh, they call me Sweet Buttercup, I ain't nothing but buttercup, although I don't know the reason why. Now they say I'm Sweet Buttercup. My name is Buttercup, and Sweet Little Buttercup, I... That's all.
Hello? What, Duffy? Yep, I agree with you. Yep, he's the same old Rudy. Yeah. Well, wait till you hear the next act, Duffy. And now, folks, we present a little blackout sketch that will be played by a well-known group of stars who are taking the place of Bob Hope, Eddie Cantor, George Burns, and Gracie Allen. Our scene is a luxurious upstairs penthouse on Lower Park Avenue. Music, please.
Come in.
Darling.
Dearest.
Come to my arm.
Oh, it's my boyfriend. Quick, hide in the closet.
Okay.
Come in.
Darling.
Dearest.
Come to my arm.
Oh, it's my boyfriend. Quick, hide in the closet.
Okay.
Come in.
Darling. It's me.
Dearest, at last. Come to my arms.
The butt cheek fight. Look, I'll call room service. Hello? Room service? Send up some hamburgers. Yeah, I want onions on mine. Honey, you want onions on yours?
Yes, dear.
Well, that's... Hey, there's somebody in that closet.
Oh, no!
Oh, no, let me open that door. Aha! Well, what do you two guys got to say?
No onions on ours!
Hello, room service? Only two onions.
Watch out!
Hello? What, Duffy? Certainly that was Bob Hope. You thought it was Finnegan? Duffy, if that was Clifton Finnegan, I hope you choke. Hey, Dave, Duffy is beginning to get wise. You've got to do something.
Archie, don't quit. You believed in me before, didn't you?
Well...
Now, Arch, you must have the courage of your convictions.
Well, I'd have a little more courage if you hadn't had so many convictions. Well, okay, here goes. Ladies and gentlemen, our next attraction is them two famous lovebird singers. Believe me, I wish there was. Nelson Eddy and Jeanette McDonald. Duffy, now take it easy. Relax. Well, you couldn't do that to your daughter anyway. That'd be maternicide. Huh? I'm fired. Now look, Duffy, you can't do that. Duffy, please, give me one more chance.
Archie, the talent is here.
Hold it, Duffy. Why didn't you just come in with the real talent? I told you he'd come through. Who's here, Dave? Burns and Allen? Rudy Valley? Eddie Cantor?
No. Harry Hawkins.
I'll call you back, Duffy. Dave, listen.
Believe me, Archie, this Hawkins will be great. I got him in the back room making up so he can go on right away.
Now, look,
Archie,
Dave.
Archie, Duffy will love him so much he'll forget about everything else.
Yeah? Well, then what are we waiting for? Leave us put the guy right on, though.
Just a second, Archie. Hawkins is my client, and he'll have to be paid his regular salary. $10 a week.
Okay, Dave, it's a deal.
And the contract for 10 weeks.
Okay, Dave.
And 1 week's salary in advance.
Okay, Dave. Here, $10.
Now, let's see. Before you close the register, did we forget something? Oh, yes, yes. My commission.
Your commission? How much is it, then?
How much is in the register?
$20.
Well, you're an old friend of mine. I'll take it.
Okay, Dave. Here. $20.
Okay. Well, Hawkins, you're on. Maestro, Mr. Hawkins, introduction music, if you please.
Keith, for Father's Week.
That Danny Hossinger, he done it again. Hossinger, you lady crook.
Hello, Duffy.
Duffy, hey, look, Duffy, I got a terrible confession. Yeah? Well, I'm sorry, Duffy, but you see, we're stuck with Heathcliff Batterswick for 10 weeks at $10 a week. What? Oh, gee. Gee, it's nice of you to take it so calm, Duffy. You know, I thought it... Huh? I get $15 a week and you're gonna... But Duffy! Hello? How am I going to keep up my social position on $5 a week?
The Armed Forces Radio Service.